just 8 days away from the opener, 1 day away from the Jamboree coming up tomorrow. It's Tiger football season. Head coach of our Tigers, Paul Dunn, joins us to talk about the second annual Jamboree going on tomorrow and the preview this year's 2022 Tigers. And Coach, a good afternoon. Always appreciate the time.
Hey, good afternoon, Aaron. I appreciate the coverage.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, before you know it, we're going to be talking about the Faribault Falcons, but not today. We're going to talk about the Jamboree that is taking place tomorrow. 8 teams are going to be competing, 7 including Albert Lea. It's going to be a beautiful day for football, a lot of scrimmages. Got that hog roast going on, raising money for the Albert Lea Football Booster Club. For those that have not heard about this great event coming up tomorrow, give us all the details.
Well, we start warm-ups tomorrow at 8:30. Scrimmages start at 9 a.m. We open with New Ulm Public, Beyond the Gus playing surface at one of the ends, I think probably the fieldhouse end. And we then move into, we have 4 scrimmages throughout the day. I believe we do not play Austin or Plainview, Elgin Millville, of the teams that are there. We have Alton Conger as our second scrimmage. We have Triton, down from Dodge Center, and we have New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva as well. So it will be a fun day of Tiger football, and hopefully the weather holds off and we can have a bunch of rowdy Tiger fans out there, and people will be everywhere. It'll be a lot of fun, a great event for a great facility there at the Gus.
And we do want to mention, we want people to come hungry for lunch, because lunch will be served. You have to pay for lunch. The event itself is free admission to get in. But talk about the food that is going to be served here at the second annual Jamboree.
Well, we've had numerous vendors from around Albert Lea that have donated to this event. We couldn't have done it without them. I don't have a full list. Hopefully, maybe when we talk next week, I can have that full list and we can give them their proper due. We've had donated pork. We've had donated smoking. We've had donated coleslaw from Mrs. Jerry's. We've had Hy-Vee's donated a bunch of stuff. Coca-Cola's donated a bunch of stuff. Walmart has donated a bunch of stuff. So it's been a community effort to put this thing on. We're serving 1 or 2 sandwich meals, 10 or 12 bucks. You get the full meal deal with a beverage, chips, and the whole 9 yards there. So it will be a full meal, and the pork is awesome. Smoking Barrel's doing a part of it, and Steve's up in Ellendale's doing part of it. So, yeah, it's a community-wide event, and we're real excited. And, you know, it is a major fundraiser for the Booster Club, and any support you can come out and give us. We even take donations, you know, if you're so inclined. But, you know, we'll serve roughly from about 10-ish. All the way till 2 or 2:30. So stop on down, be hungry, and eat up some good vittles. So.
Now, Paul, last weekend is when the Tiger cards went on sale. And if anyone is looking for a Tiger card, I'm assuming they'll be available tomorrow up there at the event?
Absolutely. They're on sale. Our players are selling them, and the Booster Club is selling them. I have some. So if you ever need one, you can contact me at the school, or contact one of my players. We're selling till late next week. So you know, that also is a huge cog in our wheel as far as some of the major fundraising outlays that we're going to be looking at for next season. Among them include a sled upgrade, communications upgrade, uniforms, filming platform for the this facility. There's numerous places that money will be spent locally. So, you know, we'd encourage anyone who is so inclined to come out and enjoy a beautiful day of Tiger football.
Paul Dunn, head coach of our Tigers, here on their sports preview. Again, the Jamboree, all the fun coming up tomorrow. And, Paul, you mentioned an update in uniforms. Has the team thought about maybe having the baby blues? Has baby blue ever been a color that's come up in conversation?
Well, it's come up in conversation. The hard part is that the head man isn't a fan. So, you know, it is what it is. But the boys will have a significant input into what the uniform looks like. So hopefully we will come up with something that is attractive to everybody and move forward with that as well.
I had to ask. I've seen so many Albert Lee sports uniforms, you know, go to that baby blue. So I had to ask. And, you know, maybe over time we can convince that head guy. We'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Maybe.
Now, Paul, let's talk about the team. And before we talk about this year's Tiger team, last year, a winless season. Talk about how many guys that your team lost from last year's team.
Well, I believe we lost 11 or 12 seniors off of that team. you know, there's some big holes to fill there. But, you know, we're rebounding in numbers. This afternoon, we're at 72 total, about 68 or 69 players. For 9-12, which is getting there. We need to be close to 90, but we're getting there. And our junior high program is sitting at 60 or 61. So I'm really happy with those numbers as well. So we're getting it built back, and you know, hopefully we can continue. You know, in the 4A game, it's kind of a numbers thing, and you have to have the bodies to field the teams, and we're getting back to where we can be competitive numbers wise.
Yeah, and I'm glad you bring up numbers, because we talked about this a lot last year, Paul, and it's a big deal. You mentioned when you're playing 4A schools, and I think there was one game where maybe we had under 30 guys that were dressed for a game, and then you have schools across the sidelines, and they got 60, 70 kids dressed for football. And, you know, it's tough to compete because you got so many guys that have to go both ways, and eventually you get to the second half, and those teams that have the numbers are going to wear down teams that have less players.
Yep, and that's just the harsh reality of it. And we're making headway there. I'm really optimistic. I'm very happy with how we progressed. And I think, you know, we're going to try to keep this going. You know, we're promoting the Tiger football family, you know, and sticking together and being together and experiencing the game of football like it's supposed to be experienced. And, you know, I'm really excited about my coaching staff. I'm really excited about some of the kids that have put back on a uniform that haven't for a number of years. So we are more athletic and faster than we've been since I've been here. And that's encouraging. We're still working on the size thing, but we're better at that. And you know, it's coming. I'm real happy with the progress we've been making.
Paul Dunn, head coach, Albert Lee football, here on their season preview on Kate. And before we talk about the roster and some of the key players as the opener again a week from tomorrow, I want to go back to the Jamboree, the scrimmage coming up tomorrow. As a coaching staff, going into the four scrimmages, what are some of the things you want to accomplish? Where is the main focus going to be during these scrimmages tomorrow?
Well, execution totally is that's all about that. And you know, executing the offense, executing the defense. You know, with a lot of new faces, you have kids that are experiencing the offense for the first time. You know, that's always a concern, that we have learned the plays and know what we're doing and can play fast. You know, those are some of the things we'll be looking at. And quite frankly, you know, a number of the new kids we have out, it'll be fun to see them play at game speed. You know, it's something different, you know, than practice. You know, while it is a practice, so to speak, there is a little more jazz in the step when you are playing somebody with the wrong color uniform on.
Yep.
So, you know, it'll be fun.
Now, Paul, let's talk about the roster. And again, we still have the scrimmages tomorrow. We still have many days of practice before the opener next Friday, a week from today. I think I said 8 days. Yeah, we're only 7 days away from the opener. I forget sometimes it's already Friday. A week from today, Faribault comes to town, so that there's a lot of positions that are probably still up for grabs. Guys are battling for maybe special team spots and so on. Putting that aside, who are some key guys that have maybe solidified themselves in spots for opening night a week from tonight?
Well, we're going to look to our senior captains. Max Edwin, you know, he's well-established in the conference as a key player. He'll play both sides of the ball, probably, flanker and at safety. Luke Moeller is another captain that will be seeing time on both sides of the ball at defensive end and at fullback. We have Isaac Shea and Cody Laskowski, also captains, that will be key in anchoring the line. One of our captains, Dakota Yonke, he's on the shelf for a little bit. He got injured this summer or last spring, and so he'll be out for a while. But we're anxious to get him back and have his leadership be there for us. You know, Derek McMillan is an exciting player. He's going to be returning kicks and playing a bunch of defense. Bryson Kirsch going to carry the ball quite a bit. You know, we have Connor May on the edge, along with Tanner Kahn and Spencer Van Beek, that have made us really deep in both our secondary and our receiving core. Also has upgraded our speed quite a bit. So, you know, we've got some newcomers that Vetter Tufte's looking real good at defensive line. Blake Braun has looked really good. You know, so there's been a number of kids that have stepped forward and trying to fill those holes with the people we lost last year.
Now, Paul, you mentioned an injury to Dakota Yonke, of course. He was the starting quarterback last year for the football team. With him out, do you know right now who's going to be under center for game one?
No, I don't. That's going to be decided largely tomorrow, you know, or at least get a pretty good indication. And, you know, we'll adjust. You know, it's the next man up, you know, whoever steps forward and takes that next step will probably get the nod.
Paul Dunn, again, the head coach of our Albert Lea football team. Jamboree, scrimmage, pork roast, or hog roast going on tomorrow at the Hammer Complex. Get out there and support Tiger football. And then a week from tonight, we'll talk with Paul on the pregame show at 6:35 as we get you set for Tiger football, the opener against Faribault. And we'll talk more about the Falcons coming up next week. Coach, I know you're busy. I'll let you go. Thank you so much for the time, and we'll talk to you before a kickoff next Friday.
Hey, don't forget to come out and have a sandwich tomorrow afternoon.
Hey, sounds good. Appreciate it, Paul.
All right, thank you.
Again, Paul Dunn, the head coach, the Albert Lea Tiger football team, joining us with their sports preview here on Kaint Radio. Tigers scheduled this year again at scrimmage tomorrow with a warm-ups at 8:30. Scrimmages begin at 9. Friday, September 2nd, a week from tonight, they're going to host the Faribault Falcons at 7. Friday, September 9th, will be in Stuartville for a game at 7. Friday, September 16th, homecoming coming fast in week 3 this year. Red Wing comes to town, 7 o'clock start. Friday, September 23rd, Tigers will be at Casson Manorville. And then we have a Saturday. One a Saturday game to a kickoff October. October 1st, an afternoon game at the Gus. 1 o'clock against Winona. Again, October 1st. Friday, October 7th at Mankato East. Friday, October 14th at home against Byron. And then to wrap things up, of course, the normal rival matchup Wednesday, October 19th against Austin on the road. Again, all those games kick off at 7 besides the game on Saturday, October 1st, afternoon game at 1 o'clock against Winona. And, of course, we'll have all the action, all 8 regular season games, postseason games. We are your home for a Tiger football, all the action right here on KATE.